In the northwest of Russia, Russian Karelia, there is a road that runs from the White Sea down to Petrozavodsk, which is on the western shore of Lake Onega. And when I was there in 2013, my young guide, Olga, who spent several days with me, took me to one of Stalin's killing sites. It was just east of the M18, north of Lake Onega. It's called Sandarmukh. It's one of the lesser-known ones, the Gulag Archipelago, the Solovetsk Islands that I also visited, much better known through Solzhenitsyn. But Sandarmukh is hidden away in the trees. Many died there, but their death has been hidden away. There was a body count. There was a certain quota each of those in charge of these death camps had to fulfill. And Sandarmukh was no exception. At the entrance to the site is a huge stone. And on the stone is inscribed the words that will grow as the poem goes on. So the poem is called Sandarmukh, and I dedicate it to Olga, my young guide. People. Karelia, the 1st of August, south of the White Sea, north of Onega Lake, east of the M18. She has carefully marked my map with a single dark dot. And once hidden, still hidden, deep in the forest, away from eyes that might see, that would search out, or fear to see or search out. People do not. There was a quota to be killed, she told me. But the dead in this earth about us, the dead amid the shadows of the trees, shadow bleeding light, the dead beneath these wooden crosses, each sheathed with a roof like horse's head, older than the cross. The mass of these dead crushes any calculation set down on whatever page by bureaucratic fingers denying their human touch. People do not kill. 20 years young, she stands beside me, her voice steady, clear, and her eyes dark with what she knows, with what she tells. In the words she speak, in the arrowing dark of her eyes, in the press of her feet upon the earth, wanting to bless the earth, she tells me, I must come here to read again and again the words embedded in this mass of stone before which we now stand. People do not kill one another.